From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Labor Day is Monday, May 25, and the focus is on building safe, child-friendly spaces for our children. This is not only the responsibility of the government, but of everyone. And this week's Good Samaritan is proof of that. Stay with us to find out who is sharing the love. Telecommunications firm Flo has joined the national call to focus on children this Labor Day. Flo will be associated with four major projects and will be donating in excess of $300,000 toward Labor Day activities in Westmoreland, St. James, St. Catherine, and Kingston. The Flo team will focus on making spaces better for children under the national Labor Day theme, Labor of Love, Nurturing Our Children.
This Labor Day, the nation is focusing on our children, and Flo Jamaica is 100% about that as well. Every day we hear all kinds of issues about violence against children, about all those negative issues. And certainly once we are able to celebrate our children, once we're able to rewrite, I call it, the stories of our children, to give a positive view, create positive spaces for them, then that's what Flo Jamaica is about as well.
Corporate Communications Manager, Flo Jamaica, Naomi Francis. Flo will donate $200,000 to Labor Day activities in Western Jamaica. The St. James Parish Council will benefit from a $100,000 grant towards its project to refurbish and beautify a park at Cornwall Courts in the parish. Flo Jamaica has been partnering with the St. James Parish Council for the past 3 years. The other donation in Western Jamaica goes to the Flo Champions Cup 2014 winners, Reno FC. The club from Westmoreland won the goals for charity component of the competition.
I got a call from Russell Hammond, who is the chairman of Reno Football Club recently, a couple weeks ago, and he said, "Miss Francis, we have the perfect project and we really, really want to deal with it." And it's to build a children's holding area at the Petersfield Primary School. Once school is finished, the students are just all over the place. They don't have a place that they can stay if it rains or if a parent is a little late in picking them up. And so they want to be able to build that holding area.
The team will be given $100,000 toward their selected charity. The St. Catherine Parish Council will also receive $100,000 to help with Labor Day projects in the parish. For its Kingston project, the Flo team will be creating a children's park at the Burger Gully off Wynwood Road.
So we're partnering with the team there to ensure that we build that park and it's functional for all the children, not just off Wynwood Road, but of the entire East Kingston, so they can enjoy it.
Additionally, Flo teamed up with their counterparts at Lyme to undertake major renovations at the August Town Primary School in Kingston on Saturday. The newly merged entities of Flo and Lyme made their mark at the school by refurbishing a playground for the students. Communications Manager Flo Jamaica Naomi Francis says the company is always seeking to share the love with children. They've been doing this through sports, school tours, and sharing exam tips with students.
And of course, our big project, we provide free internet to all government-run primary schools that are in our serviceable area. So if you're a principal of a school that is in an area that Flo has service, call us because you will get internet free.
Flo recently partnered in the Mobe City Run that raised over $4 million to assist persons with financing their tertiary education. And that's where we leave you today. Make sure to go out tomorrow and help your parish council or community group to share the love with our children as we seek to create spaces that enable their growth and development. Until next week, I'm Casita Irving, wishing for you a wonderful week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.